We are lucky today to get a full band performance from Laura Veers with her band The Tortured Souls, featuring her new album, The Year of Meteors. Producer Tucker Martine, he's part of the band. So much of Laura's work involves the natural world, and her hometown, Seattle, is so surrounded by water and mountains that I was curious as to where actually in Seattle Laura lived.
I live in the Central District, which is close to downtown, and I live with three roommates, and I have a studio in my backyard, which is surrounded by a beautiful pear tree where I do a lot of my writing and some of the recording.
I knew there was something natural about it, but of course I pictured, you know, a lean-to in the woods with an outdoor shower. And
Well, that sounds pretty nice, too. I've actually been sort of dreaming about that lately. My partner and I just went to Alaska and hung out with some people who've been living off the grid for 30 years in Alaska. That's pretty hardcore.
Wow, indeed.
And I got a little inspired, not a little, very inspired by them and by the wild nature that surrounds Alaska, that is Alaska.
Well, you know, it's funny, listening to this new album, You're the Meteors, of course, there's a lot of natural imagery. There always is in what you do. And I don't mean this as a name drop, but I was just interviewing Neil Young, and his new album has all this small town imagery, which is all stuff that has really gone away, that is not so much with us. And I started feeling sad about a lot of the imagery in your album, because it's something that most people don't get to experience as much as you have, and I guess it's hard to get it out of your consciousness because it's so much about what you're about.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that everyone goes swimming in a lake, and they can experience it in a variety of ways. One of the songs I'm going to sing later is called Lake Swimming, and so there is that, but I think you're right in that many people do feel sort of stuck in a city and maybe a little bit too domesticated and not wild. Mm. And I think that I'm interested in looking at the wilder side of ourselves and of the world around us and trying to integrate my thinking about how I feel about myself with the natural world.
Definitely in there. Well, tell you what, let's get, we're really anxious. We had you on last time doing a solo set. We really wanted to hear you with the band. So why don't we do a song and we'll find out more about what you've been up to.
Okay, great. This first song is called Secret Someones.
Someone's go and all roving rovers ramble down my path. someone's girl and all. Roving rovers ramble down my path, down my track and all. Rolling rollers roll and all. Secret someone's girl and all. Roving rovers ramble down my path, down my track.
Hey, that is Secret Someone's from Laura Veers and the Tortured Souls. We're playing live for us today. That's one you'll find on Year of the Meteors, the new album. Laura, you've talked enough about this album already that you've given a couple different descriptions about how of all the elements, air seems to be one of the most important ones of this. But you've also said that it's a road album, and I was curious what that meant.
I wrote a lot of these songs while touring, actually sort of in between touring and being home. When I'm on tour, I use a journal to catalog my ideas and just sort of have a little space to myself, and I do a lot of writing, and then I come home and look through the journal and try to find little bits of lyrics that eventually turn into songs. Some of them actually just present themselves as full songs, and other times I just grab a little something and then create a song around it. But so it's, you know, most of the ideas I had were acquired while on tour. So it's a road record, but it's not like, oh, and then we went to Paris and had drinks by the bar. It's like, you know, it's not direct. It's not directly literal.
Now, you've been a journalist for a long time, right?
Yeah, I actually started writing in journals when I was a fifth grader. My parents took us out of school for a year, my brother and I, and they home taught us, and we traveled all around, and one of our assignments was to write in our journal every day. And I'm really glad that they encouraged us to do that, because I stuck with it and have used that process as a way to just deal with my life. And it's turned me into a songwriter, I think.
So why did your parents pull you out of school for homeschooling?
My dad is a professor at a college, and he took a sabbatical year and taught for half of a year at a college, and the other half of the year is what we took off. And they just wanted to show us the world. I mean, we drove around in a hippie bus and drove through every state in the U.S. and looked at all the historical sites and went to lots of national parks and did a lot of camping, and then drove down into Mexico, and my dad did a couple lectures there, and went to Costa Rica and Nicaragua. And it was sort of the beginning of my interest in travel, and it actually set the pace for me. I felt like I gained a lot of skills in that year, even though I was only 11, for things that I'm using today, like traveling around and tour managing ourselves and getting from place to place and being able to, you know, talk with people and be friendly. And it was fun. I learned a lot that year. And actually, I have so many strong memories from that year. And I think part of that has to do with that journal that I kept, that I can look back on and reflect on little drawings of tide pools that I did, or my first experience with firecrackers. I remember that was a big one. I had a real fun time blowing up tons of firecrackers on the beach in Oregon on the 4th of July. But then we took another year off as a family in right after I graduated from high school, and we went to Malaysia, and my dad taught there, and I taught English and traveled around and became interested in Chinese, which then I later studied in college and returned to China several times. And so all that traveling really made sense for us as a family, and then makes sense for me as a person now with this job that I have as a touring musician.
One of the things that comes across in this album and in your lyrics is kind of the stream of consciousness, other consciousness kind of thing to your lyrics. I mean, I bet that there are lyrics on this album that you're not even sure what they're about.
You're right about that. And I used to be scared of that. And I used to write very literal, directly narrative songs. But I've become more intrigued by that sort of subconscious writing that happens when you just allow yourself to be free and not direct the whole thing too much.
All right. What's next?
This one's called Galaxies. When you say, when you say, the stars fill up my eyes, galaxies pour down my.
Beers, the Tortured Souls playing live today, and that is Galaxies, another one from Year of the Meteors. I have a kind of a question I've never had a chance to ask you before. When you were in school and you were kind of in a more punk rock band, what did you do any writing and what was your music like? Because your music is so melodic and so sort of away from that. I'm just curious about how that informs what you do.
I did a lot of writing in that band. I was the main songwriter, but my friend Deva did all the screaming and singing and the front person stuff, which was a real relief to me because I could just stand along the side and not have to take the heat. And she was perfect at taking it. She's this really gorgeous, tall, redheaded Tennessee fireball. And so she did all the singing. But that was just a really fun experience to really play loud music and get out all different kinds of emotions. And so I think it still is a big part of my life, the punk rock ethic and the punk rock community. I still feel connected to it. For a while, I didn't, and I was more interested in, like, old American folk music.
Well, there's a little punk in that, too, so we'll allow you that.
That's true.
Absolutely.
True enough.
Laura Veers is our guest, and what's next?
This is called Fire Snakes.
Crusted altar. Press up.
Laura Veers and the band playing live for us today. Laura, what are fire snakes?
You know, I was reading a book, which I can't remember the title of the book right now, but it's a poem that's a novel, and there's fire snakes that guard the cave of this monster who's been stuck away in the cave and has to live. He's this red-winged monster, and the people were scared of him and made him live in the cave, and the fire snakes guard the cave. So that's what I interpret fire snakes to be.
Well, that's a great,
they're red.
They're a great image, anyway, whatever they are. It's nice. At the end of this disc is a beautiful little song. I guess you've already alluded to it before, about lake swimming. What lake are we talking about?
It could be any old lake, but I believe it came from Lake Washington, which is where I like to go swimming in the summer. There's a diving board down there that I like to go off of and attempt very awkward front flips.
How are you doing on those?
My dad's a great diver and has always been a great diver and does these majestic front one and a halves with the perfect tuck and like the pointed toes. And I really aspire to that, but I'm so far from it. I do this really lopsided front flip that kind of sends me off to the side of the board, and I really want to learn to do better. So anyway, that's Lake Washington diving. I love to do that in the summer here.
Now, were you a competitive swimmer when you were in school?
I was, yeah. In high school, I was captain of the swim team.
What were your, did you do everything, or what were your
I was a sprinter. I did the 100 free and the 100 back.
Wow. Well, you'll leave me behind in the water, but this is a great, you're right when you say that almost everybody can go lake swimming, and it's one of life's great pleasures, and this is a great song about it.
Thanks.
on the World Cafe. That's Laura Veers. Come back and visit us on your next trip around. And thanks a lot for being here today.
Thanks, David.
Laura Veers, our guest here on the World Cafe. Thanks to Laura Veers for joining us today. That new album is called Year of Meteors, and if you're looking for it, it is at our World Cafe CD store, which is at our new website, worldcafe.npr.org. To discover more new music, you can now download World Cafe Shortcuts as a podcast. That's an audio file that's delivered to your computer or MP3 audio player each week, featuring World Cafe in-studio performances and interviews. Simply visit worldcafe.npr.org and click on NPR Podcast to learn how to subscribe.